You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. After a two-week trial and jury deliberations of 8 hours, the first war crimes trial in the U.S. came to an end. A split decision for Salim Hamdan, Osama bin Laden's former driver. He was acquitted of conspiracy charges but found guilty of materially supporting terrorism. Today, the sentencing proceedings against him will continue, as will the debate on the legitimacy of the verdict, as the government promises more terror trials ahead. Joining us now for a breakdown is Alan Gomez, a reporter for USA Today, who's been covering the trial at Guantanamo Bay. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Could you set the scene for us yesterday when the jury's verdict was read?
When the verdict was read, it was a obviously very quiet in there. Mr. Hamdan didn't show a lot of emotion at first. Defense attorneys later explained that he was very much confused by the split verdict. The way it broke down is there was 10 different specifications, so there was a very long series of guilties and not guilties, and he had dropped his head down into his hand. He wiped his eyes a little bit with the back of his head turban and really was very emotional, and it apparently took a little while for him to grasp what exactly had happened.
Did it look like a trial that we would be familiar with? Was he standing? Was the jury foreman standing? Did the judge read the verdict?
Yeah, it was very traditional in that sense. They came in, he stood up, and after reviewing the findings and writing a couple of notes on the jury form, he returned it to the jury for a foreperson and read it out loud in court.
So unravel the decision for us. It was a split decision, so there was something in there for both prosecutors and defense counsel.
Exactly. For prosecutors, they walk away with getting a conviction on the first war crimes trial in the United States since World War II. So that's obviously, you know, they didn't strike out in their first attempt here. But very much the defense is calling this at least a partial victory. He was acquitted of what they consider to be the much more serious charge of conspiracy. And looking forward, defense attorneys, critics of the commission, and even supporters of the commission are looking at this as a troubling sign for prosecutors as they try to charge conspiracy against all these other Guantanamo detainees. A lot of them have this charge. It might be a little easier on some of the more high-ranking detainees. But for the lower-ranking kind of sort of foot soldier sort of folks that they have down here, it shows that this conspiracy charge is going to be pretty hard to prosecute.
Can you explain to us then what the jury found Hamdan guilty of exactly and what the prosecutors could not specifically prove?
The charges that he was found guilty of dealt specifically with his role as a bodyguard, as a driver of bin Laden, as being part of the group. But what he was acquitted of was anything that had to do with planning, anything that had to do with having previous knowledge of the Cole attack in 2000, of the September 11 terror attacks, anything that had to do with him actually being a conspirer in the planning of those operations. He was just basically convicted, from what we can tell, on charges that he was a driver and a bodyguard and nothing more.
Let's listen to a Pentagon spokesman's response to the verdict.
Mr. Hamdan did receive a full and fair trial. He was convicted of material support to terrorism, 5 specifications out of 8 that he was charged with. And as we can see, the military commission's process is moving forward.
Moving forward and fair. Alan, obviously you've been covering this trial, and there's been a tremendous amount of criticism over the years as the Bush administration has put these trials together. The White House also called it a full and fair trial, but there were certainly others who said it really wasn't.
Absolutely. This is the defense attorney is they've had their appeals pretty much laid out since long before the jury came back with this decision. There's questions about the kind of evidence that was introduced here. They question the use of evidence obtained through coercive interrogations that will surely be coming up on appeal. They disapprove of a lot of the hearsay evidence that was used in this, even though hearsay evidence has long been used in war tribunals. So this is far from over. These cases have already made it up to the Supreme Court, so they obviously have some appellate legs, and it looks like that will definitely be the case in this case.
Alan Gomez, many thanks for that update.
Absolutely.
Alan Gomez reports for USA Today, and he's been covering Hamdan's trial and at Guantanamo Bay.
Certainly what prosecutors are going to want to know is how wide a net is this material support test? In other words, if you made a ham sandwich for someone in Al-Qaeda, are you giving material support to terrorists? We're going to talk about that a little later on in the program. Lots more on the verdict to come.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.